You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks with an S at the end, and also at Locked On Brewers. That's the show podcast handle. Also, Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. We got a 2-1 loss to the San Diego Padres to go over for you today. The Brewers end their four-game winning streak and fail to gain ground when they could have on the Cubs and broken their tie for the second wild card spot. But the good news is the Cubs lose too. So fly the L flag, and the Brewers and Cubs still tied for wild card number two with 10 games to go. Both the Cubs and the Brewers now 3 games back of the Cardinals, who beat the Nationals. But there's a silver lining on that one, of course, as you probably know, because the Nationals now still only remain a game and a half up on the Brewers and Cubs because they failed to gain ground with the loss to the Cardinals, who remain pretty hot. And the Cardinals are looking good. So they head to Wrigley now tonight with a 4-game series, and that is a mega series. It's called a mega series. It's officially a mega series. And the Brewers have a chance with a win for the next 4 nights to gain ground on either the Cardinals or the Cubs. That's the good thing here, is that you look at the Cardinals and the Cubs, four-game series now, 3-game series next weekend to end the season. So 7 chances out of 10 nights for the Brewers to win and gain ground or not lose ground to one of those two teams. And that creates a very interesting scenario as the wild card race plays itself out. And we'll see what happens or where we're going to be at, you know, a week from now and then a week and change from now as the season ends. So we'll get to it today. We'll recap the game and talk about the standings and preview the game this afternoon. 3:10 start on a Thursday. The Brewers and the Padres to wrap up this 4-game series. And obviously the Brewers looking to bounce back and maybe outscore the Padres by a run, or two when they neither team has scored a lot in the series. Just hasn't been a high-scoring series. And San Diego's got some guys who can pitch, that's for sure. So we'll do it that way and get to 3-up and 3-down in just a minute, I should say. The tomorrow's show, as always, the Friday mailbag, so be sure to get your mailbag questions into Twitter at Lockdown Brewers or at Cheesehead Talks, and I will have a reminder for you on Twitter this afternoon to get those questions in, and we'll answer them as we always do on Friday for tomorrow's show, in addition to the game recap from the game this afternoon. Remember that when you are jonesing for, you know, maybe some Cheetos. I don't know why you'd be jonesing for Cheetos. Maybe there's a reason. Who knows? Or anything. Some beer, some wine, groceries, maybe dinner. Maybe, you know, whatever you might need. Postmates can be the answer. They're your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates will deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. They are 24/7. They are 365. Postmates will bring you whatever you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. Now, for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Start your free deliveries, download the app, and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmate app. Anything you need, any time you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON.
3 up, 3 down.
So, 3 up, 3 down, not as much fun last night because the Brewers lost 2-1. And so, got some downs for sure in the game. But we always start with the ups because we are a glass half full kind of podcast here. Keston Hiura is the up because he had the Brewers' only offense, a solo opposite field home run, and number 17 on the year. And after coming back from injury. He's had a couple hits because that's what Castanheira does. He just gets hits, and he hits dingers. You know, so he had another one last night and had another one to the warning track as well, which could have tied the game late. But Castanheira, boy, he's a bat the Brewers are going to need. He's going to need, I would think, you know, this is just prediction time. You've seen Moustakas and Braun come up with big hits in this winning streak for the Brewers. Castanheira is going to need to contribute to that as well, and he certainly, you would expect that he would come up with a big hit, maybe a couple down the stretch here the rest of the way. So at least he got a home run last night and maybe build some confidence that he can do it again in a big situation. Second up, pitching, except for one pitch by Adrian Hauser. Look, the Brewer pitching was really good, and Adrian Hauser gave up a home run to a dinky little shortstop who's never hit a home run before. In the big leagues, and it was out by the skin of his chinny chin, right? It hit the top of the fence in right center field and bounced into the Padres bullpen, and that was the victory margin early in the game. And Hauser had something go wrong with his back. He said after the game, and I don't understand this. Like, it can't be real. It's just sort of a feeling thing that a rib popped out and then popped back in. What does that mean? Because that seems painful. And, like, if a rib popped out, it wouldn't be pitching anymore. And Castanheira is on my mind. And Adrian Hauser, you know, went five innings and could have gone further if his spot hadn't come up in the order. He pitched very, very well despite that one bad pitch with a runner on that provided the margin of victory for the Padres. So, I don't know. Adrian Hauser's got some weird physical stuff going on if the rib popped out of place and popped back in. You know, maybe he needs to throw up to get it back in. I don't know. He didn't throw up last night. But you were worried there that he was going to have to come out of the game and the Brewers are going to have to scramble for pitching. But not the case. He did make it through five and pitched, you know, again, really well. And so that's good because he'd had a couple of rough outings. The third up, the Cubs lost two. They lost an extras to the Reds. They get taken by Cincinnati. So you have to wonder if the Cubs are going to be able to, you know, play well down the stretch. And if the Brewers in their last 10 games are even over 500, is that enough to get them in the playoffs? You know, we'll have to see. It's going to be an interesting scenario here as the Cubs they lose a series at home to the Reds. And now they've got the Cardinals, who are a hot team, coming in for four, and a very good team in the Cardinals. So that's certainly an up that the Cubs lose. It's always an up when the Cubs lose, right? The downs, the offense, just, again, not being able to produce anything. Just minimal threats. You know, they had second and third with one out in the middle innings, and they could not get a run home to tie it. And then, you know, just no real threats the rest of the game. Except for one, which is our second down, the Trent Grisham interference call when a runner scored from third. Now, in a fitting fashion with no offense in this game, it was on a Grisham strikeout. The ball got away from the catcher, but it bounced off the foot of Grisham. So it's kind of a weird play, but you could see it live. I mean, you saw it happen, and you thought, oh, boy. He swung and missed. The ball bounced off the catcher and back toward the batter's box, and Grisham was delayed in his reaction a little bit to run. And he stuck his foot out inadvertently. It was totally inadvertently. It wasn't that far, but he stuck it out to plant it, and the ball bounced off the foot and bounced away toward third base, and then the home plate umpire, I guess, didn't see it. Then the umpires got together and called him out on interference, and then Craig Counsell started to argue. But he didn't have much of an argument. I mean, it was good. I don't know if he wanted the umpires to go to replay or what, but he started jawing back and forth. Somehow stayed in the game, and then the inning was over, and the Brewers never really mounted a serious threat the rest of the way. So, unfortunately, that was a turning point, because if he manages to get to first. Now, if he doesn't kick the ball away, he's probably out at first, but who knows? The first baseman dropped the throw, and so that was why he was safe on the strikeout throw to first play. But if he doesn't kick it and the first baseman still drops the ball, a run scores and the game is tied, and we might still be playing. So anyway, that's certainly a down in the game because it took away a run. It took a run off the board for the Brewers. And the third down is the Cardinals win. So, you know, you're talking about the division. Now it gets tough, you know, even with the Cardinals and Cubs playing, you're three down with 10 to go. That is a tough margin to overcome, you know, for what it's worth. Now, again, you know, could the Brewers stay red hot and rip off an 8-2, you know, streak in the last 10, put them at 90 wins? Yeah, and that would be a serious threat to win the division. But, again, the Cardinals, you know, they've been a really hot team, and the Brewers are fortunate to take the series down there over the weekend in dramatic fashion. But they are a hot team and go into Wrigley feeling pretty good in this four-game series. So we'll have to see. It is looking at this point like wild card is the opportunity for the Brewers. All right, so that's three up, three down. You know, main takeaways from the game. The Cardinals not only have a lot of pitchers with funny names, but they're good pitchers. You know, in San Diego, by and large, has really good starting pitching. And they have some pieces, you know, in that team. They haven't been able to put it together this year, but they have a lot of pieces. And they've you know, been tough on the Brewers. They swept the Brewers in June down there. And so the Brewers got to take this series just to lose the season series 4-3 because the Padres secured a season series victory with the win last night. So, you know, it's an important game today, always. Obviously, they all are. Huge games down the stretch for the Brewers. But a chance to win today, and dare I say the way the Pirates are playing, because the Pirates are into Milwaukee next over the weekend here, you win today, you've got a real solid shot, you know, real solid shot of being on another four-game winning streak as you hit the road next week after this homestand, because the Pirates are just, you know, they're not a major league team right now. It doesn't seem like, anyway. They got beat by the Mariners again last night. So they're just losing, you know, left and right, up and down, all over the place. And you've got a chance to have a successful series for sure against them at Miller Park. So we'll talk about that coming up and preview the game today, the Brewers and Padres, to wrap up the series. That's up next. You're Locked On Brewers. You could get to the series if you go to Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Can't find a workout that keeps you engaged? Peloton is an immersive cardio experience with real-time features that will always keep you coming back. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use promo code LOCKED to get started. Okay, the Brewers and Padres this afternoon. 3:10 start at Miller Park. Kind of a weird start for a weekday game, but so be it. Chance for fans to get out and maybe get to most of work and then, you know, knock off work for the rest of the day and go to the park. Or, you know, join the game late after they're done with work or whatever. But get out to the park if you can today, because it's a pennant race and the Brewers need you. And they need you to cheer so they can push across a run or two maybe late to win the game, you know, 2-1. Because that's what it feels like. Jordan Lyles on the bump today for the Brewers. That's big. A chance for him to, you know, do what he did in St. Louis, go six innings, maybe more, and shut down the Padres. And that's what they're going to need from Jordan Lyles today. He's facing Joey Lucchesi, who went seven scoreless on three hits against the Crew when the Padres swept the Brewers in San Diego in June. And Lucchesi's pretty good. I mean, he's 10-8 with a 4.22 ERA, but that ERA was 3.8. Before his last time out, when he gave up 8 earned runs against the Rockies. So that was a blow-up start. And it's too bad it, you know, couldn't be saved for today, because you figure he'll bounce back and be pretty good. The time before that, for instance, for Lucchesi, he went 6 scoreless. So, again, for the most part, he's been pretty good, and the Brewers have really struggled against Padres pitching. And it's been good that they've won the first two games of the series. They got to figure out a way to scratch a win today, you know, and get a few key hits here and there to find a way to win this game. And again, they'll gain a game on somebody if they win. That's what's the fun part about the next 4 days here. So you gain a game on somebody, either the Cubs or the Cardinals, if you win. And that's the deal for the Brewers, who are tied to the Cubs, 3 games back of the Cardinals, and just a game and a half back of Washington in that wild card chase. So got to stay hot. You know, 10 games left. And you wonder, it's fun to guess what the record needs to be for the Brewers to make the playoffs. If they win 8 of 10, they'll have won 90 games, which you'd think would put them in, you know, just based on the averages. If they win 6, they go 6-4 in their next 10, they'll have, of course, won 88, which was the target I identified, and a lot of people did back, you know, a couple weeks ago when they, you know, needed to finish very, very strong, and they're in position to do that. You know, they could go 6-4 against what is subpar competition down the stretch here in their last 10 games, and, you know, they are likely at least in a tiebreak to get into the playoffs. And, you know, you wonder if the Cubs have it in them to go 6-4. I don't know. With 7 against St. Louis, they're just not playing all that well, it doesn't seem like. And, you know, they lost again to the Reds last night, so maybe 6-4 gets the job done and gets the Brewers a second wild card. But you want to get greedy. You'd love to host that wild card game, and you can do it because Washington's got a very challenging schedule, at least in terms of of the amount of games played here down the stretch. They've got, I think, I forgot who they play here this weekend, but then they have 5 games in 4 days against the Phillies at home, and then they play an Indians team that is still hanging on to playoff hopes. Now we'll see where the Indians are going into the weekend, next weekend, but they're a good team, and they've been a good team. So, again, it's going to be challenging for the Nationals to keep it going, and the Brewers have the schedule advantage, so it's going to be fun here in the last week of the season. We can change of the season, that's for sure. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Again, the Friday mailbag. Get your mailbag questions in at Cheesehead Talks with an S at the end or at Locked On Brewers. Get those questions in, and I'll answer them on tomorrow's show. We'll also throw up a poll question as well for you to take a look at on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook.com/LockedOnBrewers. Find the show, not me in particular, but the show. Rate and review the podcast. Enjoy the podcast. We're right down to the stretch drive, of course, the final week and change, the final 10 games of the season, and you've got a chance to tell a friend about Locked On Brewers. How could you pass it up? Tell a friend about your daily Brewers fix right here with Locked On Brewers each and every day, and we'll keep growing the podcast. Having a good week of people because the Brewers, people listening, because the Brewers are, of course, back in it, and people want to hear about Brewer baseball, where that might not have been much of the case about 3 or 4 weeks ago, because it didn't seem like they had this in them. But let's see if they can finish strong down the stretch here in the final 10 games. Anyway, thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app. Or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Brewers. I'm Ben Larson. I'll talk to you tomorrow when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.